If you ever made like a baby plan, like the delivery plan, and you walk into the hospital and you have it all neatly typed, you should just throw it out the window, light it on fire. Things never happen the way they're quote unquote supposed to when you deliver a baby.
I think that that's all high tension moments, right? Best laid plans, they're just that. They're just plans. There's always going to be variables. You don't know how you're going to react. It's your first time there. So, yeah, that's probably good advice.
But how did your partner handle it when you delivered? 1-800-330-9999. Producer Sean is back from paternity leave.
Yay!
Yay! Yay! We're so glad you're back. We missed you.
Yeah, it feels good to be back. It feels good to not hear a screaming child in my face right now.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
You're still whispering like the baby's here.
Yeah,
right. You know?
It's like I'm going to hear you.
Yeah, that's true.
I think producer John is happy you're back, too. Let's work for him.
Oh, my God. It's so awesome. Yeah. So great, you guys.
It was unexpected because Rachel had to deliver early.
Yes. Almost a month early, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mind you. And that was probably one of the most unexpected things, but I was also very surprised when I walked into the actual delivery room, because I've always heard these horror stories, especially from like other husbands or men who have had kids, and they're like, oh, be prepared to have a small couch, or it's this tiny little, like, you know, our chair. And no, I had a full couch and it folded out to a bed.
Wow.
I was so excited about that.
Yes. Such a guy thing all we care about is how was the bed? How was the food?
Yeah.
Our chief concerns. How was the bed? How was the food?
My son was born a month prematurely, and everything was done quickly. It was a whirlwind 24 hours, but I walked into that delivery room, and there was a full-out bed
full
for me.
Catch. Mm-hmm. Full couch.
Yeah,
silver
lining. That was the concern.
That's it. Right.
Yeah.
So you were comfortable.
Oh, boy, was I. It was the best 2 hours sleep I got while I was there.
Wow.
And probably the last 2 hours sleep you're going to get for a long time.
Yes.
Yes. Producer John, when James was born, he's four now, right?
Yeah,
he's turned four.
Just turned four.
How was that when he delivered? How did you behave in the room?
Well, I didn't have a bed or a couch to sit on, but I walk into the delivery room and immediately I just hear Biggie Smalls, the Notorious B.I.G., super loud. And, you know, we had a planned C-section, so we knew everything that was going on. I didn't realize there was going to be a soundtrack, though. And his mother got to pick it. So I walk over and I see her just like on the delivery table, just in a total drugged out. Hey, she sees me. She goes, hey, what's up? And we just rocked out to Biggie for a while. My son was born during Juicy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That was my experience. It was great. Right. It's
and
good
timing. Were you composed and fine the entire time?
I, you know what? I was. It was kind of hard not to be, because she was laughing and like just out of her mind. And the music was going, so I was like, this is cool. I thought this was going to be stressful. It's feeling kind of good right now.
You're pretty lucky that you had a not stressful situation. I know that there's a lot of partners that don't handle it as well. Like my husband, I don't know how we walked out of there still married.
I mean, I don't know what you expected the man to do.
Oh, all right. We're going to get to that story coming up next. But 1-800-330-9999. How did your partner handle it when you delivered? End of summer blues, HelloFresh does the meal planning and deliver pre-portioned ingredients and tasty recipes right to your home so you can enjoy summer a little bit longer. Get 50% off plus free shipping with the code 50ANNARAVEN at HelloFresh.com/50ANNARAVEN. What did your significant other, your partner, your spouse, what did they do in the delivery room when you were delivering? 1-800-330-9999. Producer Sean is back from paternity leave, and the only thing he said about the delivery room was that he was excited that there was a full bed for him to sleep on.
A full bed.
That's what he was excited about.
You know, I mean, I can relate sometimes, like you're traveling for work or you're doing this or you're doing that, and the only thing that matters is, can I sleep here? Will anybody interrupt me?
Ugh, my husband ate a large cheese pizza while I'd been... I wasn't allowed to eat for like 36 hours at that point. Like,
Every time you say it, it makes me hungry.
It makes me so sad when I think back on it. Him in the corner sneaking it like I can't smell the pepperoni. Alana, what did your significant other do in the delivery room?
So my husband is a doctor. So when we were there, they basically told him to just take a back seat and let them do their job. Because he was like, I think you should do this. Or like, I think that's a little too. And they're like, just let us do our job.
Please. Yeah. I would imagine that would be difficult.
Alana, were you annoyed that he kept trying to tell people what to do, or were you like, let him call the shots?
Actually, the first time I got induced, they put the needle in the wrong spot, so my arm blew up and he caught it.
So you were like, let my husband talk.
Yeah, yeah. Let him quarterback this thing then.
Hey, Melissa, what happened in the delivery room with your partner?
So we were pregnant with twins,
It was an early morning regular doctor appointment, so it really wasn't planned that we were going to go have babies that day. Took my mom and my sister at the doctor's appointment, and we were surprised to find out, oh, we got to go have some babies. So, like, really unconventionally, I drove myself to the hospital.
Whoa.
I walked myself up to labor and delivery, and I called my husband from the car to tell him he needed to come and meet us. And he was at work, and he was like, well, do I have to meet you now, or can I come at lunchtime?
Good.
What?
That sounds like something my husband would do with the second one.
Gosh!
Yeah. So, hold on. Did he come? Did he come right away?
He did end up coming right away. He left. He ended up taking my mom's place while I was getting settled. The doctor who was going to deliver us decided he was going to do it in the afternoon because it wasn't really emergent, but it needed to happen. He actually had to go to a funeral for a coworker that day. So he comes in a suit, and he's like, I will be back in a little while. I'll come back, and we'll deliver the baby.
Oh my gosh.
Right. So meanwhile, you're like, I'm having twins.
My husband,
in what world?
My husband, he is, like, so grossed out by the thought of anything going on down in that area. It was a C-section that we were going to be. He came in. He was very calm. He actually surprised me. He did really, really good. But when they took my daughter out, who was the second baby, her amniotic fluid just splashed all over the doctor, all over the floor, and it, like, rolled up to his foot.
I got to tell you, the amniotic fluid hits my foot, I'm out. Like, I'm out. I don't know. I can't be here right now.
Well, I thought that's how he would have been, but he's like, you know what? That actually wasn't so bad. I give him a lot of kudos.
Wow.
Cassandra, what did your husband do in the delivery room?
Oh, real simple. He passed out.
That's
kind of... He became the focus. I'm literally in labor. More attention was put on him, making sure he was okay, getting him revived. And I was like, hello, I'm having a baby here. But all the focus was on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of brilliant on his part too, though, right? He passes out. Now he's put either in a chair or a bed. And once they make sure that he's alive, they don't expect much from him. I mean, it's kind of brilliant, right?
Imagine when he hits the ground and everybody turns to look at him and you have a baby crowning. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Are you serious?